If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Hard to believe it is already week 17 in the National Football League. So this is the last time we'll be making picks for each and every team. But you must know that this podcast will continue through Super Bowl week, which means we'll be talking all the props of Super Bowl week that you're all going to be into and excited about. And we'll be able to dig a little bit deeper into the playoff games, as well as just talk a little bit of wagering knowledge in general, since we won't have 16 games to get to. I'm Ross Tucker, played in the NFL for a while. It was a heck of a lot of fun. You can follow me on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. He is Steve Fezzik. He is the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. He's a stud over at pregame.com. You can follow him like I do and get all his latest updates on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports. PayPal is a great way to contribute to the podcast if you like what we're doing here, or Amazon. We've got some banner ads there where you can click on it, go to a landing page. We get some credit for that. And, of course, just spreading the word via social media is much, much appreciated. Those of you that just give us a tweet or a retweet or even a Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL, a like when I post it to the Facebook fan page, is much appreciated. Brian is our producer. His Twitter is at RTFPodcast. I got something new, by the way, going this week. Tried it last week. It's a lot of fun, man. It's these top X competitions. I pick my top 8 quarterbacks, top 8 running backs, top 8 wide receivers for week 17 in the NFL. You guys pick yours. If you beat me, you win money. If you don't beat me, you lose. You're basically going head to head with me. I think one of them is $10 to enter, one of them is $5, one of them is $2. So, but you get to split the whole pool if you beat me. You know, if there's 5 people that beat me, 10 people, however many people that beat me. So go to Fantasy NXS, the letters NXS, fantasynxs.com/RossTucker. I'll tweet that a couple times later in the week as well. And let's see what you got. Let's see if you can beat me. Should be fun. We are recording this earlier in the week, of course, because the holiday's coming up. So appreciate everybody's flexibility. And I'm sure you guys won't mind getting this. I know the lines might change over the next couple days, but it is what it is. By the way, Steve, last week I was -1. The Giants really helped me with them covering the way they did. The under on Seattle, Arizona hurt me especially. I can't believe Seattle scored that many points in the last 12 minutes of the game. Unbelievable. Steve, you were +2. You had a bunch of small wins. The Houston prop and the under in the Houston game really helped you. We were not as good on our best bets as we had been. In fact, we fell to 60% on our best bets since week 8. So we were up around, I think, like 70% or high 60s on our best bets. The Minnesota under killed us. Vikings, Dolphins under. That was a surprise. And your prop bet in the Seattle-Arizona game was looking great until the Arizona Cardinals decided they couldn't tackle Marshawn Lynch or stop turning the ball over as well. And anyway, let's get into it.
All right, guys, our first game this weekend, Detroit at Green Bay. Ross, take it away.
Green Bay is 7.5-point favorites. The NFC North and the number 2 seed are on the line here in this game. Packers 7.5-point favorites, and the total is 47.5. As of when we record this, Dominic Raiola, the starting center for the Lions, is out. I know how you feel about starting centers being out, Steve. I'm a little surprised. I think the Packers win the game. I'm a little surprised that they have him giving 7.5 points. That sounds like a lot to me, but I just don't have faith in the Lions. I don't think I'm ever gonna. You watch the game. They're still undisciplined, even under Jim Caldwell. Stafford throwing the picks. You've got Raiola doing what he did. You got the punt returner muffing a punt. I just don't have faith to take the Lions. That's where I would lean if I was going to place a bet somewhere. But I think they're running into a buzzsaw in the Packers in this game with a bye and a first-round home game on the line. I'm passing this one.
Yeah, and I don't like the Lions. I don't like Caldwell. I got a phony win against Miami, phony win against the Vikings. I know their record is really good. Further, I'm in the minority here, but I'm convinced I'm right that you see the Lions, they get a reputation as being a dirty team because of the plays that Sue and their other players do, like most recently with their center. I think that the referees are well aware of that. They're also aware that it's better for the league if Green Bay wins that division. Any close calls wouldn't surprise me if there's a little favoritism towards the Packers. But like you said, I hate laying 7.5. I'm going to play a two-team teaser. I'm going to tease 6.5 points. I'm going to tease the Packers down to -1. I'm going to pair it up with Baltimore against Cleveland down to -2.5. Two-team teaser, 2 units.
Steve, how about Jacksonville at Houston?
Not the highest profile game, sure. Houston, Case Keenum, laying 10. Total is 40. And it's actually amazingly right where my power ratings make the game. Jacksonville is a 3-win team, so they're not in the derby for the number one pick. So we will get their best effort. It's right where I made it. I got to pass.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the spread is that much in this game. I mean, your guys out there in Vegas, Steve, really hate the Jaguars. I mean, they really think they stink. For the Texans with Case Keenum, and I know they beat the Ravens, and more power to them, but for them to be a 10-point favorite over anybody, 10 points is a lot. I will be taking the Jacksonville Jaguars in this game for 2 units, getting the 10. Is there anywhere where it's 10.5, or are they all 10, maybe some 9.5s?
A couple 9.5s, but mostly 10. You can get 10. No more, Ross. That's as good as it's going to get.
All right, Ross, how about Cincinnati at Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is laying 3.5 points. The total's 48. The Bengals looked pretty good on Monday night. You know, part of that, though, was 4 interceptions from Peyton Manning, as well as 2 long return special teams, a long touchdown run from Jeremy Hill. I think that they left it all out in the field Monday night. Let's put it that way. I don't envision them going to Pittsburgh and winning that game. I'm going to take the Steelers in that game to win it, but 3.5 sounds about right. I don't want to give up any more points than that, so I'm going to pass this game.
You know, I really want the Steelers here, just what you're saying, and the Bengals so happy to be in the playoffs, but the fact that Pittsburgh beat up on Cincy in the jungle, so not a good spot for Pittsburgh to try to have to sweep them. I will say this, the weather forecast, it's long-term, could change, but right now it looks nasty for that Sunday night. I'm going to play one of my favorite props in nasty weather with a high total, Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, longest field goal, under 44.5. I don't think it's not an easy place to kick field goals anyways. I don't think that they're going to even try a long field goal here. 2 units.
All right, Steve, let's go to Indianapolis at Tennessee.
Yeah, now normally this would be a slam dunk that Indianapolis is almost locked into their playoff seating. In fact, I think they are locked in. And Tennessee would be a live dog +7. But there's 2 problems here. One is Tennessee is, in NBA terms, trying to get more ping pong balls. They want the number one seed. They definitely, for the number one pick, they definitely need a quarterback, would love to get Mariota. And Indianapolis can't tank this week because they tanked so bad last week against Dallas that it was embarrassing. And when a team is embarrassed that badly, they're not going to be able to mail it in this week. So that being said, I wanted to play Tennessee, but I can't because of the situation. I got to pass.
Yeah, and I think the Colts were absolutely embarrassed by the Cowboys. I know they're locked in, and I know that they might not play T.Y. Hilton, although he reportedly was going to practice. I don't think the Colts want to go into the playoffs losing 2 straight and looking as bad as they did. I think they want some momentum. I'm just going to put 1 unit. I think they're going to win the game. I think they'll win it by more than a touchdown. I'll put 1 unit on the Colts in this game.
Ross, the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens are giving 8.5 points. I expect them to win this game in a major way. I expect them to bounce back. Sunday was a disaster against the Houston Texans. The problem is the Browns' defense, I think, is pretty decent. So the Ravens, if they're going to score, it's usually going to be running the football against the Browns. And so that takes a lot of time off the clock. I can't go Ravens giving 8.5 points. I'm tempted to take the under here. I'm not sure if Cleveland is going to score any points in this game. Certainly not very many. Looks like Connor Shaw will get the starter quarterback. So I'm going to put one on the under 42.5 in this game.
Right, and we are going to have our first best bet in a second. Again, Baltimore on the teaser down to -2.5 with Green Bay was 2 units. Connor Shaw, I think, is better than Johnny Football. I'll bold prediction, Johnny Football will be out of the league in 3 years. And I've seen enough data, not just from the game and a half, but from preseason and his entire attitude. Even with having said that, yeah, I don't see where the points are coming from. You can get 42.5 right now, under 42.5, really good bet, 2 units.
The best bet.
Nice.
Steve, the Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots.
How about this line? So New England's laying 10.5, and it's cheap. If you thought New England was playing for the number one seed, Denver loses. Well, now the Lions 4.5 to 5. Any other non-Belichick team, Buffalo should be favored in this game because they absolutely will mail it in. The poster child of that was the Colts when they were undefeated, and they put in Jim Sorgi the one year, and they lost the game, and the crowd almost rioted on them, ruining their perfect season. But the genius Belichick, he just hates to lose at anything. I don't think he'd let his kids win a tic-tac-toe. And because of that, very dicey. He's got a good record week 17, even when nothing to play for. So the line's leaked back up to 5. A lot of talking. No best bets. I pass.
Yeah, this is interesting. That's crazy that the line moved that much. I actually played for the Patriots in a game in which I played, which tells you that they were not playing to win, because I was like third string in 2005, and I played against the Dolphins in the Doug Flutie dropkick game, which showed you how much Belichick wanted to win that game with the Doug Flutie dropkick game. I think he wants to beat the Bills, though. I'm going to pass this game, but if I had to lean one way or the other, I would lean New England's direction.
Ross, the New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins said that they are bringing back Joe Philbin for another year. I can't wait to see whether or not that gives the team a boost or has the exact opposite intended effect. I'm a little surprised that Stephen Ross announced that. The only way that makes any sense is if he just doesn't want to mess with Ryan Tannehill and wants to ensure that Lazor's the offensive coordinator again, then maybe I get it, especially announcing it right after the Vikings game. I think the Jets are going to play hard. They've played hard every single week. I'm going to put 1 unit on the Jets. I don't know how the Dolphins react. They still don't have anything to play for. The Jets have given it a go the last, 4 games in a row. So I'll put 1 unit on the Jets and 1 unit on under 41.5. I think this is a low-scoring game. I was at that Monday night game where neither team could score a point.
And I'm with you on the under for 1 unit, but I'm going the opposite side, Miami for 1 unit, laying the 6. Here's why. Ross, you said it best. The Jets have brought it hard each and every game the last month, and that's why I think that was their last stand against the hated Patriots. Tried to get Sexy Rexy a big win, and I think they're done. And I really think they're going to – this is a little a holiday vacation to South Beach, Miami by 14.
The best bet.
Steve, the Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC South.
Big game. Oh, my. Well, both teams can blow out New Orleans in the dome. Obviously, Carolina is playing so much better. It helps when you get to play a cupcake schedule, of course. I'm convinced there's a right side in this game. I have Atlanta 1.5 better in my power ratings, which would make the spread 4.5, and it's sitting there 3.5 to 4, meaning my power ratings say Atlanta's a little cheap, but I can't discount how much better that the Panthers are playing. I'm going to go under because it's for the divisional title, and Carolina in particular has played a whole bunch of over teams throughout the course of the season. Atlanta's horrible defense has been playing better game of this magnitude, under 48, just one unit.
Yeah, what are you showing for the line and the total, Steve?
Total's 47.5 to 48, and the side is 4.
See, I think this game's a toss-up game. I really do. Carolina's running the ball really well right now with Jonathan Stewart and Cam. I think that's going to pose some problems for the Falcons. So I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina wins the game. I think it's a toss-up. I'll probably, on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, end up picking the Falcons to win at home. But getting the 4 points, I like the Carolina Panthers. I'll put 2 units on the Panthers getting those 2 points. And I'll also let you know that PokerShop.com is pretty much the greatest website of all time. I just got information. Not every one of you has already been to PokerShop.com. We need to change that this week. That can be your holiday gift to me. PokerShop.com is pretty much everything you need. Anything poker-related, any table games, craps, roulettes, casino-quality tables, anything that you need, chips, checks, whatever it is, or if you just want to spruce up your man cave, get a little decor down there, table, seats, everything you want to make game night a great night. They can even make chips in your image and name if you want that for your poker set, or just get those stools and bar that I've been pitching for weeks now here on the Even Money. If you're cool, you'll get the stools and bar. PokerShop.com, in the middle somewhere, you get 10% off if you put the code Ross in at the bottom of the shopping cart. 10% off. Just put the code Ross in at the bottom of the shopping cart. Again, that's PokerShop.com.
Ross, the Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings.
Cutler time again, because Jimmy Clausen had delayed symptoms from a concussion that he got rocked helmet to helmet about as bad as I've seen in a long time by Ziggy Ansah. It's interesting. Did the line move at all, Steve, when they said Cutler would be playing instead of Clausen?
Well, it opened 7. It's down to 6.5.
Wow. So basically Cutler does not help you at all, maybe a little bit. I'm going to pass this game. I think the Vikings win the game. They've been pretty consistent. I like what Bridgewater's doing. I'm surprised that Tannehill and the Dolphins scored that many points offensively. But I'm still going to take the Vikings to win the game. But I'm going to pass this game for betting purposes. I don't want to give up 7 points. I don't feel that good. Or 6.5. That's too many for me.
I'm going to pass, but it does seem to me that, you know, Cutler gets a small bruise and he's out of the game, and his backup basically gets decapitated and he keeps playing. Speaks volumes about why no one is going to want Cutler next year.
Steve, San Diego at Kansas City.
Yeah, for all the marbles, San Diego makes the playoffs with the win. Kansas City is laying 2.5 to 3 points. The 2.5s are disappearing. The total is 42. I really like Kansas City in this game. You can grade me if 2 units minus 2.5, lay $1.20. Kansas City is a clear-cut better team on my power ratings. I know San Diego is in a must-win situation. I know San Diego has revenge. Kansas City is going to be extremely motivated to knock out a division rival that they don't want to see in the playoffs. Tale of two cities. People are saying San Diego gets it done. Not buying at all. They didn't beat San Francisco. San Francisco beat San Francisco. They gave away the game, absolutely outplayed them, and San Diego should have lost to Baltimore. They got crushed by New England. They got crushed by Denver. Here's a team that should be going into this game 0-4. It's a phony 2-2, two asterisk wins that they should have lost. I actually think they get blown out.
Wow. So the Chiefs have very little to play for. They're not going to make the playoffs. And the Chargers have everything winning in, and you think they're going to get blown out?
Well, you're right, but they don't know that. Kansas City has a mathematical chance still. Now, you and I both know Baltimore and Houston aren't both going to lose, but they don't know that, and they're not, you know, pro football players. Most of them didn't come from the Ivy League. If they're told there's a legitimate chance, or any chance, they'll hold to it because they'll say, well, San Diego was in the same situation last year with a 3% shot, and they got in. Yeah, they got no chance, but even if they were eliminated, they'd still play super hard here.
Yeah, I would lean Kansas City as well. I don't feel as confident about it as you do. And at the end of the day, it still is Phillip Rivers, the way he's playing, especially in clutch situations, big games against Alex Smith and the Chiefs have really wilted a little bit down the stretch here. I mean, the only game they've won was against the Raiders. I'm passing this game.
Ross, Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants.
The Eagles are the underdogs, which tells you a lot in this game. But you know what? They've lost three in a row. The Giants have won three in a row. The Giants are laying 2.5. Eagles kind of in disarray now. Their season's been a disappointment. The total is 52. I don't think Vegas likes the idea of Bradley Fletcher covering Odell Beckham Jr. at all. But I'm going to show some faith in the Eagles. I know the Giants are in a little bit of a roll. I think that the Eagles are going to play hard. They want to get the 10th win. They want to finish the season strong. And I still think they're a better team than the Giants. So I'm putting two units on the Eagles getting 2.5 points.
Yeah, the Eagles are a much better team than the Giants. So if you're betting power ratings, this line should be pick 'em. If you're betting situation motivation, well, the Eagles had the dream crusher. And unlike Kansas City, which is in a different situation, I really think the Eagles know they blew it completely. I got to pass this game.
Steve, the Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Redskins.
Right, and the line is Washington catching 6.5. I really like the Redskins here for two units. Dallas has been a 500 team the last few years, and they finally climbed the mountain. They finally won the big game they needed, the big games they needed, got by the Eagles, got the win against Indy, wrapped up the division title. You can talk to me forever about some small mathematical chance of maybe getting a home field if everything broke right. It's not going to happen, and they know it. They are just so happy, and Washington would be more than happy to end a terrible year with two back-to-back division wins. I know I'm going to get an A effort from Washington. I think Dallas may well mail this one in. Redskins.
What's weird about that, though, Steve, and I know that the Cowboys are not going to get a number one or number two seed. They're not. But, you know, the Packers and the Lions are not going to tie, okay? But even last week, it's 35-0. The Colts pull Andrew Luck, and Jason Garrett still has DeMarco Murray and Tony Romo in there. If he was smart, especially since they're not going to get a bye, I don't think I would play those guys at all. And I don't know how much they're going to play, but he plays them. I mean, he went to a pretty good institution. I went there too, yet I don't think he has a great grasp of risk-reward ratio. He really doesn't. It drives me crazy. I'm with you, though. I'm going to take the Redskins because I think at some point somebody will say to Jason Garrett, why is Jason Witten still out there? Why is Tony Romo still out there? Why are you playing DeMarco Murray? This is madness. So I think the Redskins are going to play well. I think the Redskins win the game. Getting 6.5 points, give me three units on the Skins.
The best bet.
Ross, the New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's the meaningless bowl, almost the toilet bowl. The Bucs, look, their defense is pretty good. The press box food is excellent. They're showing some promise just based solely on the carving station that they had and the halftime bananas Foster. This is an organization that knows what's important. It knows that it needs a number one overall pick. I'm quite sure that Steve's going to say that they're going to make sure they lose this game so that they get the number one overall pick. I don't think the players work that way. I wonder what the Saints bring to this game. I've got no idea how this game's going to go. I'm passing it.
Yeah, you got the Saints with the dream crusher, so we want to bet against them. But on the Tampa Bay side, I fully believe the players really want to win. It's kind of like the NBA teams at the end of the year. Those players do not want to lose. However, the owner calls down to the coaching staff and says, you know, we're going to evaluate talent, try some new rotations, try some new stuff, basically putting the players in an unwinnable position. If you're at Tampa Bay, a win here is an absolute disaster, and the spread is only 4. Be interesting to see. They might screw it up and actually win the game, but when I got one team as an incentive to win and one team as an incentive to lose, I know I can't bet Tampa Bay. I don't want to lay 4 on the Saints either. I pass.
Steve, the St. Louis Rams at the Seattle Seahawks.
Right, and Seattle is now number 1 in my NFL power ratings. They are 8.5 points better than the average team, which makes them 0.5 point better than New England. Clear-cut favorite now to be the Super Bowl champion, although it's close with the top four in the NFL. This line opened as low as 11. It's up to 13, 12.5 to 13. I can only agree with that. They're going to kill them, and I don't lay 13. It's not an area code I like to drive in, much less get out of my car and actually place a bet. I pass.
I think the Seahawks win by quite a bit as well, but I can't give up that many points. You know, Jeff Fisher's teams always play hard. They always give max effort. They're chippy. I think they probably end up giving up a late score to lose by two scores, which puts it right around where this line is. If I had to lean one way, I'd lean Rams. That is a lot of points in the NFL. But they're on a roll right now, they being the Seahawks. So instead, I'm going to pass this game. The under is also pretty tempting in this game. In fact, just so I can put something on the game, I'm going to put one unit on the under 41.
Ross, the Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers.
How about the fact that Arizona is going to the playoffs and the Niners they've been out of it for weeks, and Arizona's a six-point underdog? But I understand it, because the Niners realize that they need to run the ball, although I question how well they'll run it against Arizona, although Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson did get it going against them a little bit. The total number is 36.5. That is really, really low. But I get it. I'm going to pass this game. I think the Niners win by about a touchdown, and I think that it's a low-scoring game. I mean, if anything, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20-7, 20-10, with this Logan Thomas starting for Arizona, reportedly, the rookie from Virginia Tech.
Yeah, my power ratings, I have San Francisco rated zero. Dead average team, not very motivated with Harbaugh likely gone, almost for certain. I have Arizona with Logan Thomas 5 points worse than an average team, if you can believe it. I know they're 11-4. You know what? If you look at the last 5 weeks, their body of work, a phony win against Kansas City where the refs basically gave them the game, and a whole bunch of heartache. This team's in deep, deep trouble, and the defense has gotten so banged up. I can only look towards the Niners. Sure, give me San Francisco. I'll trust my power ratings in a game that Arizona's going to try to get healthy. They know Seattle's not going to lose. Then they know they're going to be a wild card. San Fran, one unit, -6.
All right, Steve, our final game, the Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos.
Wow, and if you're looking for a game that is just going to be a whooping, this is it. Manning, obviously not 100%, gets older. He gets a week older every week, Brian. But that line is up to 14.5, total 48. I can't lay 14. I probably should, though, because they're going to kill them. Oakland's playing better at home, but look at the pattern. Every time Oakland wins, they get crushed. They're probably already booking flights to Cabo. I'm going to pass this game.
Steve, you crack me up sometimes. You really do. Well, I think I'm going to pass as well. I would lean towards the Raiders. I like the way they're playing. I like the way they're trying to finish the season. But Denver's not going to lose this game. I just can't imagine. And I wonder if it'll even be close. But I'm going to, just for the heck of it, I'm going to put one unit on the Raiders. Is it 14 everywhere you look, Steve?
It not only is it 14.5, Ross, but it being week 17 and it's a perceived must-win for Denver, why don't you take Oakland at post? So if you're going to lose, at least lose with 16 points, because I think it's only going to go higher, right?
Right, but right now it's at least 14.5, right?
Yeah, but go ahead and we'll grade you at whatever the closing number is, because I think it is going to be higher.
Well, as long as it's higher. I want to get to 14.5 if it goes the other way.
Oh, it'll be higher, my friend.
All right, I'll put a unit on Oakland. That'll do it for the last regular season Fantasy Feast podcast. I'm sorry, not Fantasy Feast. Even Money. I'm doing too many podcasts in one day, Steve. I got too many podcasts
on my
plate.
You want to have another feast.
The bottom line is, go to rostucker.com. You can sort it all out over there. We really appreciate the support of each and every one of you, whether it's spreading the word on social media. He is at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Brian's at RTF Podcast. You got the Amazon banner ads, a great way to save time this holiday season if you're so inclined. And I want to see what you've got. You beat me, you win money. Last week, 9 people beat me. They all won money. It was $10 to enter. They all won $22. They all won $12. Who's going to beat me this week if you can? It's fantasynxs.com/Ross Tucker. Good luck, especially if you're trying to beat me. You'll need it. I think we're done here.
Thanks for downloading today's Even Money podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaton Podcast as well, all of which are available at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these 3 easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.